Well, everyone, God bless you. Welcome back to another live streaming. Today we're going to be talking about security in wisdom. We're going to be talking in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 1 to 5, which we call security in wisdom. Something we need to understand about is like wisdom, that's something very important in life. Something we need to look for very hard. We need to go forward. We need to try to ask God for the wisdom all the time. Because when we have wisdom, we're going to have our answers for a lot of our questions. The book started like this. It says, hear my children the instruction of a father, and give attention to know the understanding. For I give you good doctrine, do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one of sign of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, lay your heart, retain my words, keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, don't forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. That was the Bible said about wisdom. We need to have security in wisdom. And that's something, like I said at the beginning, we need to get, better in life. We need to have a lot of answers to my other question. Because a lot of times we question ourselves, why I couldn't do the right decision? Why couldn't take the right decision? And most of the time we do it because we don't have enough wisdom. And in this world, in this role, we need to get secure about the commandments of God. The Bible said, if we put in place the commandments, then we're going to gain understanding. And what this mean? This means a lot of people knows about Bible. They knows about a lot of things about theology. They know about philosophy. They know about a lot of things. But knowledge, that's something different to wisdom. To become a wisdom person, you cannot get it by reading a lot of books. That's something wrong, a lot of people think. They think by read a lot of books, then they get wisdom. No, they get knowledge. The knowledge is important, yeah. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying knowledge is not important. Knowledge is very important, but wisdom, that's something that came from God. The Bible said in this chapter said heard my children the instruction of the father. So in this chapter it's saying that the father is the one who gives instructions, but and say and give attention to no understanding. And the father is the one who guide the children's with instruction, the right instruction. In this case, God is our father. So he gives all the instruction we need to do, how we need to act, what kind of things we cannot do. And he's trying to give us the right knowledge, the right doctrine. But at the same time, for I give you good doctrine, don't forsake my law. So when we talk about doctrine, it's talking about different things about. And that's what we need to understand, that God has given you the law, his law, and we need to follow his law. We need to try to do his commandments. We try to to live, and live the commandments. That's something even Jesus saying, you want to be my disciple, you need to follow me, you need to do my commandments. Because if you want to really do my disciples, you got to do what I tell him to do. So we got instruction for Jesus how we can be a good disciples of him. But at the same time, he said, he also told me, he said to me, let your heart retain my words. And that's something, even the Bible is talking, we need to retain his word. Because a lot of people, they listen the word of God, they read the word of God, but they don't keep, they retain the words. And why we need to retain the words of God? Because when we get into a situation, a bad situation, sometimes it won't be enough time, to ask God for something specific. God already have been tell us the right answer. He has been telling us the right thing to do. And how? By his word. How? By the wisdom he has been giving us. And we need to be able to retain his words. And because at the end, we won't be always be with the Bible under our shoulders. We won't be all the time with the Bible in our hands. That's why we need to read Bible to understand it. But more than reading and try to understand it, we need to live the Word of God. Because if we don't live the Word of God, then we won't be able to follow all the instructions that the God has given us. And that's why, like, we need to be clear about it. We need to be close to God. We need to listen to the instructions of God because He's our Father. And we need to retain His Word. What we need to retain it? In our hearts and our mind. And the verse 5 says, like, I get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget, do not turn away from the words of my mouth. So when we talk about the words of his mouth, he's talking about, like, everything what he's saying. And we have a close relationship with God, then we will definitely say that we have a close relationship. We have wisdom, we have, you know, understanding, we are listening his words. Listening while he's talking to us, listening what his plan is for our life. So the wisdom of God is what we need to look for and to be able to get a new level. And something we don't really do is like trying to look the right thing. As a human, we always try to look for what's our benefits, looking like what's good for us. And most of the time, we look for a better life, a lifestyle, and to get better, and to have a really good position in our jobs, and to get some kind of fame, and that's mostly what we are looking for. That's why we really put a lot of attention to it, because we don't have a better life, and a good morning, and a good account. We have not dressed out the right way. We have the good way because we think we deserve it. But we put aside the wisdom. And the wisdom, that's why it makes us secure. Because one time the money is going to go away. One time everything is going away. But the only thing it will be retaining in our life, that's what is worth, the Word of God. And you might be having a bad situation. You might be having a trouble. You know, everybody has a difficulties. Everybody has bad moments. But something we need to understand is we're close to God. He's gonna give you the right word. He's gonna give you the right instruction. But we need to pay attention close to Him. And how we wanna really be able to listen to the Word of God as we're close. Because sometimes we get away from God and He's talking to us. He's speaking to us. He's trying to give us the answer, but we don't listen because we are so far away. So this is the message for today. And I hope I've been blessed to you. And I ask to share this video if that's the case. I ask to subscribe to this channel if you don't subscribe yet. And see you next Saturday at 6:30 a.m. with a new live stream. So God bless you. And have a wonderful day.